It's been about a year since Donald Trump took office. For some women in central Pennsylvania, it's been a very difficult year. Cindy Simmons caught up with a few of them for WPSU.
Tret Fury was a women's music pioneer. Her 1984 song, That Side of the Moon, became a personal anthem for many in the women's movement. At a recent house concert in State College, Tret Fury said a lot of her fans have shown signs of stress since Donald Trump was elected.
I'm seeing more people coming out to shows because people are looking for community. They need to be together. They need to be involved.
Fury says the reactions are either to turn inward or get political.
I'm finding two ends of the spectrum. I'm finding a lot of depression. On the other side, I'm finding a lot of activism. There's not much in the middle. People are either still reeling or they're working. And I'm hoping and praying that more people are working and that we see a turnaround in the midterms.
Erin Condo McCracken says that on election day, things got pretty tense in her small town.
So we live in Milheim. We voted not quite 2-1 Trump, but it was a very contentious place. I remember walking around on election day, and I was at the grocery store, and it just felt completely tense. Like, people were looking at each other, like, suspiciously on election day. Like, I know who you're voting for.
For Condo McCracken, what was at stake in the election was personal.
I'm not walking around like a victim, but I do feel like there is a threat to my person, to my body. And it started before he was actually elected with all of the things he said about women that were caught on tape. And then his pick of Mike Pence as the vice president. And Mike Pence's very open and pushy anti-abortion stance. That was something that felt like, wow, I am going to lose control of my body.
Condo McCracken says she started noticing a lot more Confederate flags. She was also offended by displays depicting Hillary Clinton in jail. So she decided to make a statement of her own.
On Inauguration Day, we put a sign up in our yard that said Trump. And it was very big, and it was so everyone could see it, including children, including the Amish, anybody who would be offended. That's what we did.
Condo McCracken says the sign is down now, and she's decided to focus on local politics. She says that's where she has the best chance of influencing people. In State College, Elaine Meter-Wilgus owns Webster's Bookstore Cafe. It's the unofficial headquarters for the counterculture in Center County. Meter-Wilgus says the day after the election was hard for many of her customers.
I spent the next 2 days holding people, comforting them, providing a space in which people could find each other.
In the year since Donald Trump has been in office, Meter-Wilgus says she's been contacting her representatives in Congress, trying to make sure they consider her perspective when taking important votes.
I'm calling regularly, and I'm writing with a sort of intention that I'm focusing on a particular issue each time that I write, and always trying to point out my hope that whether it's, you know, Senator Toomey or GT or any of our other representatives, that I really hope they can hear me and know that I share their same love of this country.
Meter-Wilgus says even though she may disagree with her Republican representatives on many issues, she's trying to find a way to be part of the discussion and insert a bit of civility.
I don't think that we can really have another election in which the rhetoric was so hateful and dishonest, dividing. I think that that is just more than our psyche as individuals and as a country can probably take.
Meter-Wilgus is part of a group that's planning to form a political action committee for the midterm elections. She says the PAC's goal will be to educate people about this area. She says it's needed because in the last major election, the rhetoric did not accurately reflect central Pennsylvania's economy or culture. For WPSU, I'm Cindy Simmons. That side of the moon is too dark. That side of the moon is too dark. That
that side of the moon.